This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Who knew that running the Bank of England turned you into some kind of Brad Pitt? Mark Carney, the former head of Canada's central bank, takes over as the central banker of the UK today. He's being treated in Britain like some kind of film star, but as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, the fawning probably will not last.
British central bankers tend to be a dull breed, but this one's different. Mark Carney is being called the rock star of central banking.
I'm too sexy for my shirt, too sexy for my shirt, so sexy it hurts.
Sleek and good-looking, Carney has wowed the Brits even before he has his feet under the table. Economist Andrew Hilton.
I think we are enthusiastic about him for all the wrong reasons. He's young, he's pretty, he does communications very well.
He's certainly bowled over the star-struck British government. It says the Canadian's the best person to run the Bank of England. A baffling decision, says Ed Haddas of Reuters Breaking Views.
It is baffling. There are many qualified British people, one would think. It's not really obvious that Mark Carney is the greatest central banker in the world.
It is true that Canada made it through the financial crisis largely unscathed, but, says Haddas, that was not really due to Carney.
No, he came into the job after all the decisions that were made that kept Canada safe.
Nevertheless, many Brits are swooning over their glamorous new central banker and pinning their hopes of economic revival on him. Time for a reality check, says Andrew Sentence of the PwC accounting firm. Carney can't work miracles.
There aren't any magic buttons and special levers that he can pull. And there may be too much expectation that he can actually change things in the economy dramatically when he can't.
Indeed, Andrew Hilton says Carney faces the horribly complex task of unwinding the bank's money printing program and moving eventually to higher interest rates.
It's going to be a very difficult transition from this period of extraordinarily record all-time low interest rates to normality.
In fact, as interest rates rise, Britain's sexy new central banker may seem rather less appealing. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.